The Business Bunker.
Welcome to The Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 26th of January. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely gorgeous Shirley Mansfield. Hello, Shirley.
Hi there, Paul.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. Sun's shining.
Mm.
Storm's on its way, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got
a little bit of a problem with your mic. Can you lift
it up
a bit? Yeah, can you? And I'll turn it up a bit as well.
How's that? Is that better?
No.
No.
Oh, no, you're breaking up. Say again.
Oh dear,
we got microphone problems. We changed the mic cable this morning, so that could be it. You might want to jiggle it around a little bit at the back there. We had a new mic cable put on.
Is that any
better now? No, it's not. That's funny, it was working earlier as well. You might have to try that one, sorry.
Let me move over,
That's a bit better.
Is that better?
I'll try and have a go at that one in a minute.
I'm going to get to sit on Lawrence's knee in a minute. You know that, don't
looks
you?
Looks like right. it, yeah. This is all a cunning plan coming together.
I know. Trouble is, Lawrence has got the camera out as well. So
absolutely.
It's not so good. But anyway, I'm pleased to be back. So
yeah,
it's lovely to have you.
Yeah, Jules has cleared off again.
I know.
She's gone to New Delhi this time.
I know. I need her job. She has so many holidays.
Well, it was bad enough when she went to South Carolina, you all. Yeah. We had 5 weeks of really rubbish Southern American accents. I have no idea what we're going to get when she gets back from New Delhi. It could be anything, couldn't
it? Well, it's going to be interesting because tonight on television is that the best exotic marigold hotel,
the live
fly on the wall one with Wayne Sleep and all of that. Yeah. Perhaps Jules will pop up in that one.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise me in the least.
You never know.
Anyway, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to hear from you and have you all join us on today's show. We've got a great lineup of guests and we'll be introducing them as we go through the show today. But I want to say a big thank you to today's show sponsor, who are the lovely folks at Telcare Limited, who are the telecommunications systems providers from over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester. That's Telcare Limited. Medway City Estate in Rochester, a massive, massive thank you for sponsoring today's show. However, we would like to hear from you, the businesses of Kent and South East England, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998, 01303 874 998. You can email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk, but by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of us is to tweet us live on air, interactively, and we have had quite a few tweets, and somebody's phone just went ting then as well. But do tweet me at VanillaWeb, and if you'd like a shout out, just ask and use the hashtag #BBunker. So thank you for that. We're going to kick off with a few tweets. I've had a tweet from a new listener, Tull Print and Embroidery, Tull, T-U-L-L, and they say, VanillaWeb, we'd love a shout out on the Business Bunker Show, please. We're a specialist personalisation service by vinyl print and embroidery, and we offer a really friendly service.
Fantastic. Oh, where are they based?
Well, it doesn't say, but I happen to know.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, they're based at the London Beach Golf Club.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, in Fenton.
Well, how spooky is that? Because I just happened to have ordered a new golf sweater.
Did you really?
I know.
Wow.
I might need some embroidery.
Well, there you go. Mm. Tull Sport, there's your people.
Excellent.
You can follow them on the Twitter at Tull Sports, TULSPORTS, Tull Sports. Give them a follow. Jules is on, but we'll ignore her.
What's the time difference? Do we know?
I've no idea where she is. Darling, hello.
It must be really quite late over there. Midnight, perhaps.
Hopefully, yeah.
Okay.
In which case, she's probably, you know, three sheets to the wind.
Could be.
Mind you, if it was breakfast, she'd still be the same. So, it doesn't really make any difference at all, really, does it?
Moving along.
You don't have to say anything.
No, I was going to say, moving along swiftly.
Yeah. We've had a tweet from Andrew Knott of the FSB, who says, VanillaWeb, hi Paul, can you shout out if anybody's interested in hearing more about the Federation of Small Business, please give me a call. Andrew Knott, that's Knott with a K, K-N-O-T-T, and his number is 07747 114627. That's 07747 114627, or probably the easiest way to get hold of him is to follow him on the Twitter at A-Knott20, A-K-N-O-T-T-20.
Do you think they had Burns Night in Delhi?
It wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, curried haggis.
It was Burns Night last night.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah. Curried haggis, that would work, wouldn't
it? Yeah, it would.
Yeah, that would sort you out.
That would be different.
That would sort you out big time, wouldn't it? Yeah, you'd never have a stomach problem after that again, would you? Mostly because you wouldn't have a stomach after that.
No, exactly.
I'm going to try and do this one as well. This young lady tweeted this to me late yesterday evening, and I said I'd give it a mention. She's from a company called Just Dippity, okay?
Right.
On the Twitter. But she says, I'd love your help, Paul, to support me to raise money for the Alzheimer's Association. And she's going to be, I can't remember if it's walking or cycling. Oh, have you got a, you've got an email about it, haven't
I
you?
Have,
oh,
yes.
Thank you. Her name's Lorraine Wilding. And she says, I'm trekking the Great Wall of China for the Alzheimer's Society, and I'm trying to find 3,350 people to donate just £1 each, as together we can make a difference. And the donations can be made by texting LWAZ48, that's LWAZ48, to text number 70070. 70070, or you can go to her Just Giving page, which is justgiving.com, Lorraine Wilding. So do support her on that, please. I will put all those details on the Kent Business Radio website so that you can follow them up. Or you can follow Lorraine on the Twitter at Just Dipperty, and her Twitter handle is Just Dipperty, JustDipperty, Just Dipperty.
Excellent.
That's a nice name, isn't it?
It is,
like
isn't it?
Rolls off the tongue.
I
Just
know.
Dipperty.
Just Dipperty.
That's Lorraine at Just Dipperty. Great. Mm-hmm. So follow her and do donate a pound or so. And we put
everybody can manage a pound.
Yeah, they can. We put a little bit of money in last night from the Business Bunker as well. So she's starting on her way now. She's starting to get a bit of money rolling in. So do support
Good.
Her. It's a fabulous, fabulous thing that she's doing, and pretty challenging, I would have thought.
Yeah, it's a long way, isn't it?
Yeah, I wonder if she's doing the whole wall, because the wall's about 1,000 miles, isn't it?
It is a long way, yeah.
Tracking the Great Wall, blimey, it's what it says. That's a long way, yeah. We've also had a tweet from Purple Pixie. Cool, we've got them all coming in today, haven't we, hey? Purple Pixie. Purple Pixie Fabric and Craft. And they say, hello, and can you give us a shout-out? Well, of course we can. And their Twitter handle is actually Purple...
You need some glasses.
Yeah, well, I don't. I can't. Lely. I had to. I wanted to say jelly, but it's it's actually purple lily, and I don't understand what that means. But let me spell it for you. It's PURPLELELLY. So.
Ah, different. Perhaps Purple Pixie had been taken.
Yeah, must have been. Mm-hmm. So that's their Twitter handle. Do give them a follow. Just one more tweet, and then we'll move on to something else. Full of beanies. Hello, Vanilla Web Business Bunker, Paul. Can I have a shout-out, please? We've just opened an Etsy shop. And she has given me a link, but it's been shortened, so I can't possibly read it because it's gobbledygook. So, again, you'll have to follow her on the Twitter to find out what it is. And their Twitter handle is Fuller Beanies, which is FULLABEANIES. Fuller Beanies. Do give them a follow and find out about their new Etsy shop.
Excellent.
I'll tell you what, you can go with a... email if you like.
I can go with an email. Yeah. Okay, well, let's start off with some dates for your diary. So Kent and Victor Chamber have let us know the dates that are coming up. So this is for their after-hours meeting. So it's 6 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. So no need to book. You can just turn up. If you've got any funny noises you're hearing, that's
Sorry,
Paul fiddling with my microphone. But we'll try and get that going again. Right, first date actually is tonight. So Tuesday the 26th of January, and that's at the Mercure Great Danes Hotel in Maidstone. Then on Thursday this week, the 28th, it's at the Metro Bank at Orpington. Then we've got some February dates. So Tuesday the 2nd, it's at the Nucleus at Dartford. And also at the Conningbrook. So they've got two that night, so they'll be split. Two on the 9th of February as well, one at the Farmhouse at Westmorling and the other one at the Hythe Imperial Hotel in Hythe. Wednesday the 10th of February, it's my lovely hubby's birthday.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Yeah, so that's at the Royal Wells Hotel in Tunbridge Wells, and Thursday the 11th of February at the Best West Coniston in Sittingbourne.
Great
okay,
stuff.
So another one for you, Paul?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so Canterbury Company Mission Training is offering local parents the chance to win a free first aid course worth £85. A recent survey by St John's Ambulance revealed that only one in four parents would know what to do if their child stopped breathing, despite this being among parents' biggest fears. So to help equip a parents in particular with potentially life-saving skills, Mission Training is giving away one free first aid course every month in association with Play Islands Family Entertainment Centre in Simmons Road, Wincheap. To enter the prize draw, people just need to fill in an entry form available from Play Island's reception area in Canterbury, and the lucky winner will be drawn at midday on the last Friday of every month and will be able to claim their free first aid course at Mission Training, which is right next door to Play Islands. Now, I think that's really good, but obviously it's £85 for anybody else that would want to do that course.
Right.
And that just seems tremendous value.
Right.
Just, you know, putting your mind at risk in case your child does stop breathing.
Absolutely.
Further details are available at www.missiontraining.co.uk, or you can give them a call on the old-fashioned telephone. It's 01227 768822.
That always takes me back to a personal story from many, many years ago. When my eldest son was very young, he was about five,
mm-hmm.
we were on a plane flying to New York.
Right.
And in front of us was a young lady, clearly from the Bronx, who was about, I would say she was in her very early 20s, if she was even out of her teens. And she had five children,
wow.
which were all hers, and they were the rowdiest bunch of kids you've ever seen in your life. And this particular girl was covered in tattoos. And,
I know.
And the whole plane was not happy with them.
Well, I'm flying off on Monday next week, so I should be driving to the airport, keeping fingers crossed that actually my plane is empty, or it's an adults-only plane would be great.
It shows you why you should never make assumptions, though, because as we were coming into land, the stewards brought round some boiled sweets, and Jamie, my son, stuffed one in his mouth and got it caught sideways in his throat and started to choke. And the stewardesses and the stewards were all running around going, you can't get up, you've got to put your seatbelts on. And he's choking.
Yeah.
And this girl jumped up, grabbed him in a Heimlich manoeuvre, pushed his chest, the sweet shot out. She sat down and she said, don't be an idiot. And he sat down again. And, of course, everybody clapped her. And I mean, that was absolutely brilliant.
I know, exactly. You just need to act.
Yeah, she said, I've got five hoodlums. She said, I have to do this every day.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Now you've finished fiddling with my microphone, shall we try it?
You can try it.
Okay.
I'm not convinced, but you can try it.
A quick shuffle.
While you're shuffling over there, I'm going to do this. I'm going to tell you about the up-and-coming Kent Business exhibitions for the rest of this year.
Right, OK. How's that microphone?
It's a little better, but not...
I'll shuffle it back.
It's not... I'll tell you what, it's not crackling anymore, so just have a quick word and I'll turn it up a bit.
OK. Is that better?
No.
No. OK. I'll go back to the other one.
OK. Oh, sorry, no. Go again. One more time.
Are you pressing the wrong button?
No, I'm just fiddling. No, all right, don't worry.
It's a bit crackly.
So yeah, no, it is crackly. Don't worry.
OK.
Anyway, up-and-coming B2B events. West Kent B2B is on the 10th of March, and it will be taking place at the Hop Farm at Paddock Wood. And then there's the full Kent B2B, the normal annual one, on the 26th of April at the Ashford International Hotel. North Kent B2B will be on the 29th of June at Buckmore Park, the go-kart circuit over there at Chatham. And then the East Kent B2B will be on the 1st of November, and it's at the Leescliffe Hall in Folkestone. You can find out all about these events, and you can also get details should you want to book a stand or participate in it by going to the following website, kentb2b.sendmedetails.com. That's clever, isn't it?
That's a good one, isn't it?
That's a good web address, isn't it? So that's kentb2b.sendmedetails.com. So do check that out.
Okay,
I've got a
quick tweet here from Kent Accountants A4G. They've just said that they're looking forward to listening to the wise words of Coach SME and Vanilla Webb on Business Bunker today. And I suppose actually we should give all accountants and bookkeepers a bit of a shout out because they're having a bit of a week this week, aren't they?
It's self-assessment week.
I think they'll be burning the midnight oil and ordering lots of pizzas in.
It's interesting you should mention that, and thank you for mentioning that. It's good how this show's produced and it all comes together in a seamless effort. But on the Business Bunker website, kentbusinessradio.co.uk, on our blog section, there is a small blog about 10 tips to bear in mind when you're doing your self-assessment, and we've put the biggest mistakes that people normally make when they're doing their self-assessment forms. So do check that out, because that could save you some grief.
It certainly could. And also get them done now, because don't wait until the 31st when the website is likely to crash.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, let's have a break for some music. What do you reckon?
Good idea.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm. You gave my life to me, free. The finest Jews I ever knew. For all the years I hated you. Said too much, but still you showed the way, and I knew from watching you.
RIFT Research and Development. Tax rewards for innovative small businesses. RIFTResearch.com.
Jobs in Kent.com.
Find suppliers and quote for work with local Kent businesses at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. On Tuesday, the 26th of January, with me, Paul Andrews, and the lovely Shirley Mansfield. There's a bit of bread there.
Bit of bread.
Yes. Everything I own.
I recognise the song, but I didn't know the group. My time, that's the trouble.
Yeah, well, you're far too young for that.
I know.
Absolutely. Cool. I'll tell you what. Do an email.
Okay, right. We've got a new tweet up here, which is going to be held at the Creek Creative Gallery Cafe, which is at 1 Abbey Street in Faversham. Now, this is going to happen on Tuesdays, and it's going to be the second Tuesday of every month between 10 and 12, and it's the launch at the new venue. Now, previously, Faversham tweet-ups used to be on a Monday, but they've now moved to the second Tuesday each month. So everybody's welcome, and of course it's still free, so pop those dates in your diary.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. I've had a tweet from Luke Phillips, who said, we'd love a shout-out for our inaugural event, which is at the Better Body Group. That's a Twitter handle, at Better Body Group, on February the 17th. And there is a booking page at Eventbrite that you can go to. But again, I can't read the full link. So you're better off following Luke on the Twitter. And his Twitter handle is 7Oaks. That's the number 7Oaks_speakers. 7Oaks_speakers.
Okay, so what type of event is that then? Better Body, I thought you were going to tell me it was fitness.
Well, I'm imagining it is, purely because of that's what it says.
Okay.
Better Body Group, I guess it's some kind of fitness class.
It's either that or car panels, I suppose.
It could be,
couldn't it?
Could be interesting. If anyone knows, maybe they'd let us know. That
exactly.
Could be interesting.
Yeah.
Because we don't know, we haven't got a clue what we're reading out
no,
yet.
No, we could have could a competition
be,
though, couldn't
absolutely
we?
Absolutely anything, couldn't it, really?
I know,
to be honest,
exactly.
To be fair. What else?
Okay, can I put a plea out here?
Yeah, go on, go for it.
Right, Age UK.
Yeah.
This is headed up Age UK and social media. Now, Age UK at Ashford wants to run some courses to help its members. So that's for the over 50s, which I have to say is most of us today, I think. But never mind.
I wish I was over 50. I'm even older than that.
No, you are. Exactly. Anyway, they've got some people that are ready and willing to tutor some classes on social media. The problem they've got is they don't have enough PCs, tablets, or anything like that to teach people. So if you've got any spare personal computers that aren't being used or tablets that you can donate to Age UK, they would be extremely grateful, and that would mean that they could start the courses to help the over 50s understand social media more. The person you need to contact is a guy called Mike Bishop. He's the project development manager at Age UK Ashford. Telephone number is 01233 754 932. I'll just run that again. That's 01233 754 932. So any old PCs or tablets that you've got, Age UK would be very appreciative of those.
Fantastic, thank you. I've got another weird tweet that I'm going to read. And I don't know what people... Maybe people tweet these from somebody else's account. Maybe that's what's throwing us here. But Cartridge World Kent have tweeted, right?
Right.
Cartridge World, we know Cartridge
World,
the printer ink people. They've tweeted, learning new skills is what enjoying life is all about. Fancy learning hypnotism.
Yes, I understand that. Not.
You will buy red ink. You will buy red ink. You will buy red ink. I don't get that at all. But, hey, give them a follow.
I know.
CW Mid Kent, that is,
okay.
Is their Twitter handle.
Okay, so Cartridge and World are going from printer's ink to hypnotist.
Apparently, on March the 13th, Tim Box, who I know Tim. Do you know Tim? He is a hypnotist. Tim Box, hypnotist. He's got a workshop on March the 13th. I'm not sure where Cartridge World fit into that.
No, me neither.
There you go.
Me neither, so, okay.
Interesting stuff. Yeah. Anyway, look. Enough of all that nonsense. We've had enough of all of that. We want to talk to somebody sensible now. So it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the first time Dr. Wainwright and Colin Davis from the Enterprise Foundation. Gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Yeah. We're fantastic, aren't we, Colin? I think we are.
We certainly are.
Yeah. All good stuff here. Colin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Paul.
Nice to see you.
It's nice to be here.
Listen, chaps, thank you so much for joining us and coming all the way down to Dymchurch. It's lovely to see you. Can we start off by getting you to give us an overview of what you guys are involved in and what you're doing? Because the Enterprise Foundation is an interesting concept, isn't it? And we really want to find out about it.
No, absolutely. We're a national charity that we're going for about, must be about 3 years, I think it is.
Right,
and, okay. The charity is really focusing on providing high quality, affordable space for new businesses, startups, social enterprise charities, and existing businesses as well.
Right.
So during that time, the guys have done really, really well. With their two centres in Leeds, one's a sort of craft centre, so people in the craft industries can come and pay as you go, use equipment, lathes. That sort of a device.
Oh, I thought you meant, you know, I could crochet you a scarf. Or something.
As well, if you wanted to. And another idea is that, you know, that people can't afford expensive, you know, equipment. They can then come in, pay as you go, use the equipment too as part of their business, so they don't have to do any sort of massive capital purchases. And we provide the office of support to do that as well.
Okay, so you guys are providing that equipment as well?
Yep.
The lathes and what have you?
Yep.
Oh, wow, that is really special.
Yep. So we've got a centre up there that does that. And then we've got established offices where, you know, new businesses, charities, social enterprises can come into a vibrant environment. And I think the thing that distinguishes us from other what we could call service offices type environment is that we provide that mentoring, coaching support as well. So those companies that typically the startups or businesses that have been probably going for about a couple of years or 2 or 3 years can have some additional support from, you know, people in the organization that have, you know, really good business experience or been entrepreneurs themselves. And also at the same time, we provide some add-on virtual assistant services. So, you know, we can take people's, mails. We can have a virtual assistant in terms of, you know, secretarial or PA support as well.
Right.
So, again, try and sort of provide more or less a wraparound service for those businesses.
It's end-to-end, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Everything. Okay.
So two centres in Leeds, one big centre in Birmingham as well, so about 20, 25,000 square foot of space.
Oh,
and,
wow. Okay.
And principally social enterprises and charities that are based there, as well as a number of existing businesses. We've got a big centre in Maidstone, and that's about 12,000 square foot, and that's full of, you know, businesses as well, and Aldershot as well, where we manage some space on behalf of the local council. So
okay, cool. We'll come back to that. I had a tweet. It was kind of romantic. Somebody got excited about your lathes, I think. a tweet from I happen to know his name's Adam, but his Twitter handle is Fabdea, FABBDEA, and he says Vanilla Web Business Bunker. We're a 3D printing company and CAD design service in Canterbury, which is a new startup business.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I happen to know that they've been looking for space to do that as well. So that it's interesting that you should raise that. And Adam is very into that as well. Okay, so you've got two centres in Leeds, a centre in Birmingham. You're managing one in Aldershot. We want to talk about the place in Maidstone. Tell us a bit about your Maidstone setup.
Well, again, the same situation. We have a sort of vibrant environment for all sorts of businesses, and one that may be interesting to you guys, in fact, and is one of our recent tenants, a startup called Syncbox.
Right,
that's the brand, and they've actually won some funding from Dragon's Den.
Ah, okay.
So that's been televised recently, and what was quite funny is that, you know, we try to help them, coach them through the process of the pitch, and
Okay.
And one funny bit which I will mention is that we were doing this sort of run through pitch with them, right, and then the discussion started to get a bit heated.
All right.
And I said to one of the guys, Stop. You cannot do that. You'll have fantastic TV, but you'll get no funding if you carry on arguing with me.
Yeah.
So it was great to go through that pitching process, and fantastically they were on Dragon's Den, and they got some funding from Deborah Meaden. So they're flying at the moment, but they're based at one of our centres as well.
That's fantastic. But it is funny, isn't it, when you watch it, and people, you understand, because it's people's life, isn't it? It's their life.
Absolutely,
and soul.
Yeah,
they've got this brilliant idea, they think, and da 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 da, and then Peter Jones comes on and goes, "You don't know your numbers." Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
You're not worth tuppence.
Yeah.
And of course, your instinct is to fight back. But of course, that's the last thing you should do, really. You just got to nod sagely and go, "Oh, Peter, thank you for bringing that to my attention. How can you help me?"
Yeah,
absolutely. I thought you were going to say as well, when you said, Wayne, they could help me, I thought they might be a microphone supplier or something.
Not today, no.
No, it's a shame. Never mind. Okay, so can we explore a little bit the Maidstone space that you've got? First of all, whereabouts is it?
It's in in fact, in the council offices just off King Street.
Okay,
behind
the Gateway Centre there, up on the
Just opposite the Gateway. Yeah. So if you can see the Gateway area, on the other side is the council main offices.
Yeah.
So we're in the second floor there, and the spaces are, you know, from a combination of sort of two main offices. We have a few hot desking, what we call hot desking, where people can actually, you know, have a desk and open plan area, but only quite a few of those, but mainly offices, two four-man offices,
right,
and bigger spaces as well, and obviously meeting facilities, breakout facilities, and free Wi-Fi, super fast Wi-Fi across the whole complex.
Right. Is that part of, associated with, or nothing whatsoever to do with the terrace?
Nothing at all to do with the terrace.
Right, okay, we'll pass that then.
No. We have links with, obviously, the guys at the current council, but like I said, I think the thing that distinguishes us from other groups is that we provide that overall wraparound support
to
the businesses.
Yeah.
We're not, how can I put it, just providing space.
You're not a space provider.
I get that. And as you well know, myself, George, who's the founder, George Cook, Keith Pound, who's the chief executive. I'm one of the trustees and entrepreneur residents at the centre. With Colin, you know, what we do is that we help these guys, you know, in terms of taking that next step forward. So, and, you know, providing that support to them as entrepreneurs is a lot different than the typical advice that you would normally get from other organizations. So that's the key difference that we provide in terms of our centers anyway.
Cool.
But, you know, we've got some events happening. I mean, Colin's here. He's doing a lot of our business development activities, and it's probably worth just exploring some of the things that we're doing
right
within the center as well. So it's not just, you know, providing. We're trying to garner the business community to provide a bit more vibrant activity within Maidstone, which we think is sometimes a bit sleepy, don't we, Colin?
Oh, Maidstone sleepy.
It's waking up. So, hello there. You may have come across me in the past when I was, for 10 years, Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce, Maidstone rep, when I hosted events in town.
No, I never heard of you coming.
No, sorry about that. What I've been...
He's usually on the golf course.
He is. No, that's it. That's exactly. I was going to say that. You're absolutely right.
My role is business relationship manager, which is a new role which started with the opening of the new venture in Maidstone House. My role is to use my contacts to support the businesses in the centre, also network, raise the profile, look for potential new clients, and generally support businesses that are in there. You may have a business that needs a contact to do a certain subject. I can find those people for them.
Right.
We're also holding events. We're starting off on Tuesday, the 9th of February, with our first Maidstone meetup. That's 8:30 in the morning, and I'm co-hosting with the wonderful Johnny Jensen, who is a client of ours in our building.
Fabulous. Let's just explore that, if we may.
Yes.
So it's a kind of breakfast meeting, breakfast networking meeting. And is that something specifically to your clients based in your premises, or is it open to the public? What's the deal with
it? It's open to anybody that joins the meetup website.
Okay.
The idea is to cultivate a gathering of like-minded business people. They can obviously talk to the people that are in the building, but the main idea is to get something they can relate to, a location they can relate to meeting like-minded people. They can work together, they can get business advice, they can generally build up a rapport with fellow businesses. Maidstone is really has really changed since in the last 3 or 4 years. There's a buzz about it. We're getting new businesses coming to us on a daily basis. Already before coming here, I've spoken to two new potential clients that want to be part of that new movement in Maidstone. Very exciting.
Absolutely. I mean, in general, just talking to both of you guys, you know some of the things I'm involved in as well, and this whole co-working incubator office space kind of phenomena is the future. You know, the pattern of life is changing, and it's changing radically, drastically, and quickly, and our needs are changing radically, drastically, and quickly. And this kind of office space is the future, and a couple of examples of that, not least of which, in Maidstone, office space is incredibly hard to come by because most of it's been converted into flats.
There you go.
But not only that, I was involved some time back with the lovely folks from the Inward Investment Team, Investing Kent, and they moved their focus to trying to encourage people from the Boston Triangle to relocate to Kent. And they were quite surprised when some quite big corporates said to them, "We're not interested in service space. We want community workspaces."
Yep.
I went, "Really? But you're a big corporate." And I went, "Yeah, but we don't work like that anymore. Yeah. Our people work from home and they pop into a community workspace from time to time." So, you know, what you guys are doing is nailing it. You're hitting it right where it's needed, aren't you? And especially in a town like Maidstone, where it's basically two-thirds of nothing in terms of availability for conventional office space in any case.
No, absolutely. And, and even though we are a charity at the end of the day, so, you know, all the money that we raise anyway, even though we do create a surplus, but that goes right back into developing the centre and obviously and supporting our tenants going forward as well. And one of the big things that we're always wanting to do in all our centres is to have apprentices, people who may come from sort of a career break, disadvantaged folk, ex-offenders, whatever it is, you know, and in our centres, we have that makeup of individuals.
Yep.
So we're not only just, you know, providing the support for, you know, business coming through, but, you know, if those people who haven't, you know, don't understand or not quite sure how to take that next step, we're able to provide that. One of our tenants who have sort of similar philosophies to us, the Influential Software, they've recently taken on 15 apprentices.
Wow.
And again, to help them as part of their own, they've got a couple of new products, new divisions being created. But, you know, again, helping them on understanding the software and software development and all that type of stuff. So, you know, those are sort of, you know, companies that we want to work with, and not only just, you know, want to develop their business going forward, but want to, like you said, have an impact around the local community.
Right. No, absolutely. It's really cool. Can I kind of not change tack, but just kind of throw a wobbly in there and ask you a question? Are you familiar with the lean startup concept?
Not quite sure, but okay. You know, probably when you talk about it,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, probably. Basically, the reason I ask is over in California, obviously, that's where most of these things come from, a guy called Eric Ries, who's a venture capitalist.
Okay.
Got quite fed up. He ran some incubators in Southern California, and he got quite fed up, especially with digital startups that would rock up full of geeky people that would then, you know, make lots of nice software and stuff like that, but then never actually got round to talking to a customer.
Yep.
So they spend more time playing with the technology. So Eric devised a thing called Lean Startup, which is a way of mentoring a startup business that says, don't touch the technology, go talk to a customer.
Yep.
And I just wondered if you'd come across that, because in my experiences of technical startups, at least, they can get sidetracked by the thing that they're good at, which is the technology.
One of the things that we do within the centre, every quarter, every centre around the UK has a session where it allows the guys to talk to a real entrepreneur. So in other words, you know, we spend 30 minutes most of the time. I try and travel the country, but if not, then local mentors in those particular regions. But these are real business people.
Yeah.
And the idea is that they spend 30 minutes, they talk about their issues and what what the problems are, and then we provide appropriate solutions as well. So we're really close to our tenants, you know. So, you know, and they share stuff that, well, in essence, they treat us like a non-exec, in essence.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, a trusted advisor. Somebody understands what it is to run a business, make some money, exit potentially. But, you know, the whole idea is that, you know, they're meeting real people who've been down the road, made the mistakes, you know, and at the end of the day, I've come out, you know, the other end. So, and that's a really, really important as part of the process. So, yeah, in terms of we try and do that.
Yeah, and that's effectively what Lean Startup is what you've just described. So, absolutely, you're totally on board with that. Fascinating stuff. I want to talk mostly about Maidstone, obviously, because the show's kind of geared down here to the southeast. But, you know, we recognise what you're doing up there in Leeds and Birmingham and in Aldershot. Coming back to the Maidstone one, you don't have a craft centre in Maidstone currently, do you?
No, I mean, it's... As you well know, what everybody's is chucking out of their offices and, you know, converting them into flats at the moment, you know. So finding good quality space, you know, is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
So, but it's still a quest for us. We want to develop in Kent, you know. There's a couple of opportunities that are coming up, which, you know, hopefully will help expand the portfolio of businesses and activities we have in Kent. But no, that is still a heart of ours to develop that sort of a concept, because it's coming back. I mean, before a lot of that craft industry has gone away in the Far East, but we're finding that, you know, that sort of industry and the skills, because it's been lost in the UK.
Yeah,
people are trying to understand, you know, how can we get it back? And we've seen in Leeds that, you know, it's helping guys come back to understand the basics of you know, the craft industry and develop their skills there.
Absolutely. You couldn't be more right. You're absolutely right. And also, of course, you've got the new technology on top of that, which, as our friend tweeted in earlier, about 3D printing and stuff like that.
There you go. No, it's a big area that we want to really develop in the way as well. So, you know, we have our eye on that aspect as well. Yeah,
fantastic stuff. So how much space have you got in Maidstone at the moment?
12,000 square foot.
Okay. And how are you occupancy-wise?
Oh, my days.
putting them on the spot there, roughly.
Very
you
can guess. I'll
no
say
one, no one will know.
90%.
Okay, fine. I'm just trying to work out if you've got any spare space, basically.
We can squeeze a few things in.
Okay. There, hang out the windows.
Out you? The windows. Now, yeah. we're looking to also develop that space as well.
Right.
And so, you know, we should know a lot more about that in the next few weeks. But, yeah, I mean, if people are still interested and want to come to see us, absolutely come and talk to ourselves, especially to Colin.
Right.
And then it'll point them in the right direction.
Okay, well, let's have a quick chat to Colin again. Colin, people can come along and find you. We'll give contact details and stuff at the end of your interview. I'm coming back to, you mentioned earlier that you're starting to do a series of workshops and meetings and meetups and stuff like that. How can people, how are you going to publicise them? How are people going to know? How can people find out when they are? Are they going to be on your website or something like that?
As far as the meetup's concerned, that's on the meetup website.
Okay, fine.
They send out all the meetup events for the month, and we're now logged on to that.
Right.
Other events, we'll be holding seminars, probably joint ventures.
Right.
We have a very large seminar room, can sit 70 people.
Oh, right, okay.
We will be using that probably in the next 2 months, within the next 2 months.
Right.
We'll be holding seminars in there, as I said, and there's also a meeting room that people can hire if they wish.
Mm.
It's gathering people that want to meet other people, work with other people using their own talents. There is a slight change, I suppose. We have hot desking available. The trend now seems to be people that have got a small business working from home, they're more or less equipped to work from home. The next stage they need may not necessarily be a hot desk, because they more or less got that at home, but they need to meet other like-minded people. Their next stage is, as we're getting now, businesses that I've known for 3 or 4 years. They may have been a startup with the chamber. They've now graduated. Three are coming through now. They're starting to employ people. That's the next stage, which is now starting to happen in Maidstone. Now, that didn't happen 7 or 8 years ago. This is a good trend that we're happy to meet.
Yep.
So, yeah, we take everybody on board. We will do something for them.
Cool. Sounds good. Sure.
Yeah, I was just going to say, got microphone problems here again. Was sharing. What I was going to say was, are you seeing a much greater trend in collaborations with the businesses that you've got in your facility there?
Yes, we are, but also there are businesses that they may not need, but they may not be aware that they need, such as we've got a lady contact is an in-house lawyer. Some companies need her expertise. We can facilitate that.
Right.
Web design, digital marketing is another company that's starting to appeal to other people. People don't realise what they need until they see the complete range of availability.
Absolutely.
If we can facilitate that,
yeah,
that's a big plus for everybody.
Absolutely. And it's one of the massive benefits of working in a community space, in a co-working space, in a hot desking space, whatever kind of space you're working in. It's one of the huge benefits is you have a permanent networking meeting going on. Yeah, with people in there that can share, collaborate, do things, help. And all those kind of things.
Yeah, and you know, and even though you know we, you know, the guys are in their offices. You know, every so often we have like a little networking event for all the tenants to get them to interact with one another. Because you know, even though you know you think okay, they're mingling, but a lot of people are quite shy. They don't really want to stop people in the corridor and say hi or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So we try and force people together and help them to understand that there are some really good businesses around them that could probably help and support them as well.
Cool. Guys, we could talk about this forever. It's very interesting stuff.
Oh, you're joking. Yeah. I'd love to, Paul. Yeah. Come on.
I'll tell you what. Can you give us some details? Give us your website, Twitter handles, Facebook page, whatever you want to give us, so that people can find out more about you and what you're up to and can kind of plug themselves into what's going on there.
No, absolutely. The easiest thing, really, is to go to the website. So it's the enterprisefoundation.net. That's N-E-T. So if you want to go there as well, the Twitter handle is the Ent Found, or TheEntFound. And those are the two sort of principal ways to get hold of us as well. Or Colin, you can probably talk about your email address, which is probably even better.
My email address is colin.davies@theenterprisefoundation.net. Get in touch with me any time. I'm always available. 24-hour service. We will meet up, Yeah. And but move on.
Not while he's...
Not literally.
While he's playing out of a bunker, though. No. That puts him off. Thank you for that, guys. The link to the Enterprise Foundation website is on the Kent Business Radio website. It will stay there. You can find it under show number 259. You can also find a link to it in our community pages. That will be there forever. If you want to find out about it, go to the Kent Business Radio website. The link is there for the website for the foundation. So do check that out. For the moment, Dr. Wainwright, Colin Davies, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunk Show. Been an absolute pleasure to hear from you and about you
pleasure,
and your
Paul.
Business.
Thank you, Paul. Really enjoyed it.
Do stay with us for the rest of the show. We've got loads of interesting things coming in. I've had a tweet from Fruitworks in Canterbury that says, can we have a shout out, please? We've got a co-working space in Canterbury. That's fruitworks.co. Over there in Stour Street. And also, you kind of mentioned, and I got an email about this as well, which reminded me, Wayne, you mentioned about start-up businesses and people coming from difficult backgrounds. You mentioned ex-offenders and things like that. This particular chap is not an ex-offender, but coming from a difficult background. And he sent me an email. It said, Paul, it's quite some time since we met, and I met you in an employment seminar at Tesco's on behalf of the DWP, the Department of Work and Pensions. Things have moved on a pace since I met, and I thought it might be useful to update you in terms of what I can now achieve for clients. I'm now a graduate with a professional diploma from the Diamond Graduate Program, right, run by the GIA. Having passed all the sections and got a nice certificate, I'm now a registered buyer on the International Diamond Exchange in Antwerp.
Please give me an introduction.
Yeah. It means that I'm in a position to supply loose certified diamonds from cutters around the world at good discounts to retail and create jewellery if required. At the same time, along with a colleague, I have a stock of fancy natural coloured diamonds, including reds, pinks and yellows, although we can supply virtually any colour to order. I'm fortunate enough to be able to offer coloured gems, emeralds, sapphires and rubies, including those from the famous Burmese Mogok mines. I don't have a retail operation, but clients can visit by arrangement. Anyway, I thought I'd just write to you and let you know what had happened since we met, and that's from Andy Owen of Jaffraz Diamonds.
How fantastic.
Blimey.
I always say that Kent is full of hidden gems.
Oh, top punning, Shirley, top punning.
I know.
No, but
know.
You're right. There's... And it's one of the things I loved about what Wayne and Colin were talking about is that, you know, there are lots of people with lots of skills and talents and abilities in this world, and quite often they don't get the opportunity to develop them, grow them and see them. And things like the Enterprise Foundation is a fabulous way of doing that, and helping people and moving people on and doing things. And it's brilliant because, you know, it moves people forward. It takes people into a whole new realm, you know, uncovers talents they didn't know they had. One of the beauties I've always found and I always thought about being in business is it forces you to expand.
It forces
you to expand your thinking because you have to do lots of different things. It's a bit like the geeks I was talking about earlier. You might be able to write good software code or develop websites or whatever, but it's not just about that. It's about dealing with customers. It's about understanding balance sheets. It's about P&Ls. It's about marketing. It's about HR. It's about all the other things that you have to do to run a business. So anybody running a business is going to learn skills.
One of those key skills is actually getting out there, talking to customers and selling.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's a key thing. Yeah. If you can't sell anything, you don't need an accountant.
No, absolutely.
So, you know, that's really important. And one of the key things about any co-working space where people are collaborating and stuff like that, it's very easy to say, I've got this problem, can anybody help? Because the chances are somebody else has been there before.
Yeah.
And that's one of the really good things about all of these sort of co-working spaces. It's great. And good to hear that we're getting a good, successful one in Maidstone, too.
Absolutely. And just while it's relevant, because we're here, I've had a tweet from Bridger Howes Limited, and they say, just listening to the guys from the Enterprise Foundation, really interesting perceptions on permanent networking. So, it's starting to strike a chord, isn't it, out there?
They also like my pink cardie as well.
Do they?
Yeah.
Lawrence
sent a picture out of my lovely pink top today. Bridger Howes think it's fab. It's the colour of the week.
Oh, I've just seen it. Yeah,
I know.
I've got it.
It's colour of the week.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I like it. Yeah. And apparently it's 5.5 hours time difference in Delhi.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they're 5.5 hours ahead.
Okay.
So she's just heading out for cocktails. So
perfect.
We need to gird our loins and make sure she doesn't tweet, don't we, really?
Okay, right. I've got some good news here from JW Training, from Barry there, who tells us that we're very proud to announce that our training programs are now accredited by the CPD Standards Office. So you can find more information at their website, which is jwtraining.org.uk. So that's great. Another good news story.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. Have you booked yet? No membership fees, relaxed informal. Come and join Spitfire Networking on the first Thursday of every month at a Kings Hill Golf Club. The next meeting's the 4th of February, and it's at lunchtime, 12 till 2.30. It only costs your time and a £10 contribution to spend a couple of hours networking with the business movers and shakers from all over Kent. Make the connections that help your business grow. Coffee and tea are included, together with a light buffet, all for £10. You can't argue with that, really, can you? So that's Spitfire Networking. I don't have a web address for it, but I'm sure you can Google it.
No, but they are quite active on the Twitter, I know.
They are, yeah, yes. Yeah, so, absolutely.
So that should be good.
4th of February, there.
Okie dokie. Right, we've got the Kent and Victor Chamber 2016 Awards, and I know Colin doesn't work for them anymore, but he might just be able to confirm that... that's still open for nominations. The dinner is actually going to be on Thursday, the 17th of March. So that's, I think that's St. Patrick's Day, actually.
Could it is well indeed. Be.
Okay. So
Guinness
if
Fest.
You haven't entered for the Kent and Victor Chamber 2016 Awards, hop over to their website, so kentandvictorchamber.co.uk, and you'll find a link there to take you to the entry page.
Absolutely. And Bridger House have also tweeted your last comment.
They
said, yeah, they said, Shirley, you're absolutely right. If you can't sell anything, you won't need an accountant.
That's true.
That is very true, actually.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You don't need much of anything if you can't sell anything.
Well, that is true. It's one of the things that we're particularly bad at in this country. And we, for many, many years, we've had a big kind of block about selling.
Selling is really good.
Yeah.
Really
well, everybody,
good.
Everybody has to sell at some point.
Well, and even if you apply for a job
to
go and work for somebody else,
you
have to be able to sell yourself.
Absolutely. So. In the dear old US, you can do a degree in sales.
Hmm.
In the UK, it has to be marketing, and they don't really talk about sales.
No.
And it really is about time we grew up with that and, you know, understood that selling process has changed radically over the years as well. I was having a conversation with someone the other day who was a bit old school about this, and they were moaning about how it doesn't work anymore by, you know, getting rafts of people on the phone, banging out phone messages going, you know, do you want to buy this? Do you want to buy that? That's never going to work. Sales doesn't work like that anymore. Sales is about relationship building.
It is, very much. The sales channels have changed a lot and some of the methods, but the principles underlying the sales are still the same. You've still got to have a product that's going to satisfy people's needs, and you just need to let them know that it's available. It's interesting, the debate that constantly goes on as to whether sales and marketing are different or whether they're the same.
Absolutely. There are similarities and differences. One leads on to the other, doesn't it?
I know, but they both have to work together.
Absolutely, but quite often people will do marketing but not
sales. I think we need to have a show where we have sales and marketing and...
Yeah, that would be good.
Because I think that they are hand in hand all the way through the process.
Absolutely.
All the way through the relationship.
Absolutely. I had a fascinating conversation with a very interesting lady yesterday, Tabitha Beasley of the Marketing Assistant, who was working for a big London marketing agency and has now brought those skills down to work on small businesses in Kent. And we were having exactly that conversation.
Same conversation.
Yeah, about that and how necessary it is for something like that and how a lot of smaller businesses kind of still don't get it.
No, exactly. And I suppose if I could throw out one tip for today, it's make sure that you stay close to your existing customers.
Absolutely.
You know, so many businesses focus too much on new business sales and then forget their existing customers who just disappear.
Oh, can I have a rant?
No. Play some music.
Oh, no, I don't want to play any music. No, but I'm going to play some music in a minute. But you're absolutely right. And it's a phenomenon, particularly of big corporations, who seem to tolerate massive churn in their customers rather than service their customers.
So expensive.
BT. Sorry, enough.
Oh, quiet, quiet.
Oh, they have upset me. They really have upset me.
I can tell.
Yeah,
can
really
tell.
Upset me.
Yes.
I've got, mind you, to be fair, I am going to live on this story for a long, long time because it's given me so much material about how not to do customer service.
Well, exactly.
That I'm going to go back onto the public speaking circuit and make a fortune just to get my own back on them. Talking about awards, as you mentioned earlier, the Keebler Awards, we've also got the Kent Women in Business Awards coming up.
Yes, you're looking forward to that one, aren't you?
I am indeed. It's the highlight of my social calendar where I get to present the awards to 400 businesswomen.
Yes.
Is he wearing a skirt?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, no.
It's funny you should say that, Wayne.
I don't know whether the listeners heard that, but Wayne said, does Paul wear a skirt?
It's Paul wearing a skirt.
Not today, but he does have a penchant for a tutu.
What can you do with that, you know?
Play some music.
Yeah, in a minute. I've got to tell you, I did a radio show in New York, a business radio show in New York, back last August time or sometime. And I was live on air, and clearly somebody rang in, and they went, we've Googled you, and all we can find is pictures of you wearing a pink tutu. Is there any reason for this? I must write to Google and ask them to remove that from somewhere. It was a charity event, okay? That's all I'm saying. I'm not going any further than that. And no, I won't be wearing the pink tutu, the velvet dinner suit, or a skirt, but I will be going to the Kent Women in Business Awards. The award dinner is taking place on the 11th of March, and it's a black tie celebration. But nominations are still open for awards, and there's a number of categories that you can nominate some of the excellent businesswomen and lady entrepreneurs that we have in this county. So do that. And you can do that by going to their website, which is KWIB Awards, all one word, .co.uk /nominate. KWIBAwards.co.uk /nominate.
Excellent. That's going to be good.
Yeah. Mm. Now.
Now you.
I'm going to play some music.
Excellent.
Bit of tunage.
Bit of tunage.
We'll be back.
Okay.